Thank you for joining us for this replay of our seminar entitled Cannabis and the Teen Brain. This seminar took place on June 19th, 2024. The speaker is Rand Teed, a certified addiction counselor and prevention specialist. We hope you find this talk useful for you and your loved ones. If you have any follow-up questions or need any further assistance, please contact us at info@soberkids.ca.
And to start with, I would like to respectfully acknowledge that I currently located on Treaty 6 territory, a traditional gathering place for diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Cree, Blackfoot, Métis, Nakota, Sioux, Iroquois, Dene, Ojibwe, Salto, Anishinaabe, Inuit, and many others whose history, languages, and cultures continue to influence our vibrant community. I dedicate the work I do as a piece of the reconciliation puzzle. So I would like anybody that's paying attention to agree to get this tattooed on your arm somewhere. Read it, because it's really important. And it seems simple, but it is more than simple, and it's incredibly useful. So there's four questions that we really need to pay attention to. First one is what you are thinking true. Second question is it really true? Because we like alternative facts, or we like to create a narrative for why what we are doing is okay. And the third question is, how are you feeling or acting because of how you're thinking? So this has a couple of pieces too. If you're feeling something pleasant, like if you're feeling happy, it's your thinking that's producing that happiness. It isn't an outside event. It's how you are reacting to the event. And that's exactly the same truth as for when you're feeling negative. So if you're feeling frustrated or angry or irritable, we get really good at externalizing the reasons for our displeasure. But the truth is that if we're displeased, it isn't the issue, it's how we're thinking about the issue that is really what's going on. And then the fourth question is, how would you feel or act if you thought differently? And that's where our power lies. Our true power lies in being able to adjust our thinking so that we are not upset about things. And understanding that can really shift the balance in a relationship. You know, if you're fighting or arguing with your kids all the time, you're giving them an excuse to be upset at you, and you're upset, which makes it hard to be kind and compassionate. It's a very complex issue. So I'm an advocate that substance problems are really a maladaptive stress response.
Hey, Ray, I'm just going to stop you one sec. I can't, your volume's a little low. I can't hear you that well. I don't know if it's your speakers or what it is, but I can hear you. It's just really kind of muted, even though
Do you want me to turn over?
No, you don't have to turn over. You could.
I turned up my mine a little bit, I think.
That is better. I don't think I have to start over. Maybe just go back and start over on this slide. It's fine.
Just on this one?
Yeah.
I'm going to switch my... How's that?
That is significantly better. Yep. I think if you actually started over, if I could actually do that, because I didn't realize how much better it is.
Okay.
Okay, thanks very much.
Yeah, no problem. Okay, hi. My name is Rand Teed. I'm a drug and alcohol educator. I'm an internationally certified prevention specialist. Canadian certified addictions counselor. I've been working with adolescents and adults with addiction issues for over 40 years.